David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalevi. Today, I'm very excited because we have a very special guest on the show. We have Melanie Hunter, and she is a holistic nutritionist, and she also has her own supplement company, and she is just an amazing woman with a lot of really amazing information that she's going to share today about health, about meditation, about staying fit, and also about, you know, feeding your body with the right foods and supplements and how you can improve your overall health and life, just doing the right thing and making small tweaks in your life. And I am so excited to have you on the show, Melanie. It is a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show today. Can you tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do?
Yes, first of all, thank you so much, Stacey. I'm happy to be here. Appreciate it. I mean, you pretty much nailed it, but I am a holistic nutrition consultant, and the mom of three boys, which I think comes first, but, I created a supplement line called Ally, this past May. So we're less than a year old with one SKU. And so, you know, I'm passionate about all things health and wellness. So I could talk about so many different things. I'm an advanced meditator and I'm into yoga and just really wellness. Right. And I created this supplement for a specific reason, because basically of a need that I felt I had in my life, not fulfilled. And so, I don't know if you want to jump into that now or if you want to.
Oh, I would love to. Yeah. Tell us a little about what motivated you to actually make the supplement.
Yeah. So I went on birth control when I was 19 years old, and I stayed on it for, I say a decade, but honestly, it's over a decade, because I also went on some form of birth control in between my boys. And, you know, during those years, I had all kinds of side effects, like from crazy mood swings that I had to switch birth control to, you know, to a different form, but even just like periods of, maybe depression is a heavy word, but like my mood imbalances, frequent infections, like insane. My dad would be like, "Why are you always sick?" And I was like, "I really don't know. I was really trying to do the right things and eat well and exercise." And I experienced gut issues. I got diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome during this time. And fatigue. I was like, "Why am I so tired? I'm in my 20s, you know?"
Yeah.
So, you know, this lasted for years, but things become normal, right? And so I went back to school when my middle son was a baby, because he was experiencing chronic health issues that were not as major or serious, but I wasn't getting anywhere with Western medicine. And so I decided to do a 2-year program to become a holistic nutrition consultant. And, you know, I remember my husband being like, "Even if you don't use it for anything besides our family, it'll be worth it," you know?
Yeah.
And so I did learn so many things that did help our family and my son, who's now 10. But I also, that's when I learned about drug-induced nutrient depletion. And so many pharmaceuticals deplete nutrients in the body, and birth control is one of the worst offenders.
Yeah.
I remember learning this and I was like, "Oh my gosh, like nobody told me this." And I am a curious human. I ask so many questions. I saw lots of doctors and nobody mentioned that I was depleting these nutrients and disrupting my microbiome. And so I started really digging in and learning what birth control depletes. And it was so interesting to me, because so many of the side effects, the things I experienced, were correlated to the nutrients that were depleted. And so, you know, I remember I was saying to my husband, like, "Why is nobody doing this? Why is no one addressing this problem?" And so here I am, long story short, but I launched Ally, your birth control's best friend, last May. I launched with one SKU, because this is the one that I'm so passionate about, and I hope to have others. It's an issue, you know, for other pharmaceuticals, but I really am on a mission to educate and empower young women specifically, but any woman, on birth control, because I wish that someone had told me this. And I think, you know, I would have still went on birth control at 19 years old, because that was what I needed for family planning purposes.
Yeah.
And I would have supported my body with Ally, which supports your microbiome and replenishes those nutrients. So I wasn't depleted after all those years on birth control. I just would have done it differently. And I want women to know that that's an option, that they can do it differently.
I think one of the biggest problems is that when you go into a GYN's office and they hand you the birth control and that's it, and it's the all around answer. Usually like a GYN is only educated in specific things, and when you go in for a lot of different issues, a lot of times their solution is birth control. Even when your hormones are imbalanced and you can go to a functional medicine doctor, get blood work done, figure out what's going on in your body. If you go to a GYN, they just hand you birth control and they say, here, this will balance your hormones. But then yet, a lot of times, a lot of these birth control pills have so many side effects and even weight gain, which a lot of people suffer from when they go on birth control. And people don't realize that there's other options out there too, and there are other things you can do so you don't get depleted like you did, and you don't get all those side effects, and your body doesn't, go and kind of deteriorate away because it's not getting the nutrients that it needs.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, I think the average age a woman goes on birth control is age 16. And if you think about a 16-year-old, she's still developing and maturing, and she needs these vital nutrients to grow and to be able to have healthy neurotransmitters and a healthy microbiome. And most likely she's already not having a great diet, right? Most teenagers have, far from perfect diets. And so who's nutritionally depleted and therefore maybe experiencing these issues in the first place. That might be why they're having such bad cramps, because they're depleted in magnesium or whatnot, or heavy periods, or the things that they go on. Acne might be a microbiome issue. And so you take someone who's probably depleted in the first place, and then you give them birth control, and they are further depleting the nutrients. And while it may be a band-aid, it may help for a period of time, it is not a long-term sustainable solution, because it's going to lead to other health problems down the road. So yeah, you're 100% right.
So Ally, really, it helps, fill your body with all the essential nutrients that it needs, that's getting depleted from your body because of the birth controls.
Exactly. It has 14 vital nutrients, including methylated B complex, magnesium, selenium, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, I mean, CoQ10, as well as an ingredient called CoreBiome, which is a clinically studied ingredient shown to support a healthy microbiome, both from a healthy intestinal walls and balanced flora. So that was really important to me as well, because gut health is so important to overall health, immune health, and mood, and everything. And so it also helps support a microbiome, healthy microbiome.
Yeah, and gut health is so important. Most of the time, when people have issues, it's usually because the root cause is in the gut. It's because your gut is not balanced, and it's usually where the problem begins. Most people don't realize that.
Yeah, totally. And honestly, in this day and age where we're inundated with glyphosate, and we all have some exposure to glyphosate, it's really hard. I think gut health is an ongoing life journey, right? It's not like you heal once and you're good, unless you grow your own food, you never eat out, I mean, which I'm not in that category. I believe in balance. And so is that I'm always going to have to work on my gut health, because that's just the nature of the world today.
Oh, for sure. Now, you believe in holistic health. You like to, not just, taking a supplement, but you like to also include other things in your life that you feel have had a major impact on, your good health today. Like, what are some of the things that you do that you feel are really important for people to understand and maybe consider incorporating in their own daily lives?
Yeah, I mean, to that point, we even say on our website, like, I do not believe in any magic pills. Ally is a supplement. It is a piece of the puzzle. It is not the end all be all, but it is a convenient way to replenish those nutrients, right? And it has to combined with, I mean, it doesn't have to, but ideally it's combined with a healthy lifestyle and diet. And so I think I do all of the things. I've been on a very long health journey, but the things that I do that are most impactful are eating a really clean diet. And I don't love cooking, to be honest, but I cook because I care about the quality of my food. And so buying really good quality food. That means organic and grass-fed and pastured and all of the good things. I think quality is so important because we can talk about what you eat in broad terms, right? But like it's not the same. Like an organic piece of chicken breast and a non-organic are not the same in my mind. They're different. And so quality is super important. Even filtered water is super important. I think unfortunately, there's so many toxins and fluoride and things that are in our water that we're polluting our, unfortunately. And so filtered water is super important. Stress management is super important. We live in such fast-paced life and society. And it's interesting, I catch myself too. I'm a mom of three boys and I run a business and I have my self-care and like I'm spread very thin. And so I do slow myself down. And we have these phones at our fingertips that, are constantly pulling on us. And so I have a meditation practice that I'm very passionate about, and it's changed what that looks like over the years. Very into Dr. Joe Dispenza for the last 3 years, but prior to that, maybe it started with 5 minute, like headspace or whatnot, 5 minute meditations. But I think that has to be prioritized, and movement is so important. And I'm over 40 now, so like lifting is important. I do weight training, I do yoga, I'm just active in general. And those are, surface level things. And then there's other, we go into even biohacking type sauna, a nice bath, and all the other things too. But I could talk for the whole hour about the things we do.
When it comes to health, like, is there a specific things that really made a big impact in your own life?
Yes. And it's been steps, I feel like you find one thing and then you kind of. So when my middle son was a baby, he was the one, interestingly. Like I had all these things that were, I had health issues. And honestly, I think we chalk up things as being.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Somewhat normal, right? And so I just kind of dealt with the fact that I had irritable bowel syndrome and anxiety and was fatigued, and I didn't understand it, but I didn't also like really, really dig in until my son had health issues. But big things for me was removing gluten was really important for me personally, because like the glyphosate is so heavily sprayed on wheat products in our country. So yeah, and then I've really tried to adopt more of a paleo diet of less grains in general. But the quality of food, I've always exercised since I've been a teenager, so I feel like that's been like a standard thing. And meditation has honestly been game changing in my life. Just I mean, when I'm in it, like I just moved, so I told you I'm like in a space of like hecticness right now. But when I can really get myself to like a deep meditation, it is like my connection with God, and it is like the thing that I crave the most. But and I would also say connection is so important. I think that we really need human connection, and we don't often prioritize real face-to-face human connection in our digital world. And I think that's another aspect of health that's really, really important. And then another one I've been really getting into lately is really honoring our circadian rhythms. And so getting natural sunlight in the morning and at night, and like actually trying to limit our blue light exposure and our EMF exposure. I think, that's really, it causes a lot of stress in our bodies, I think. So I've been really working on that recently.
I was recently sick, and I stood off the phone and all the computers for like, for a couple of days straight. And I got to tell you, it was like refreshing. It was actually it I felt better, and I felt it made such a positive impact. I didn't feel I kind of felt released from the world, like, meaningless things. Like, like sometimes we get so immersed on social media, or we get immersed in, all right, who's texting me, who's calling me, and this and that, and and we're not focusing on our bodies, and we're not focusing on ourselves, or the people around us, the people who matter the most. Sometimes we get caught up in this new wave that our society has, fallen into, that we tend to neglect the important things in life, the things that matter the most, and the things that play such an important role in our health and our life and the way we feel mentally and physically, spiritually. And we just because we get too wrapped up in what everybody else is doing and what everybody else is saying, instead of thinking about ourselves and what we need and what's best for us and what can we do for the people around us that we love and have, and have a little gratitude for.
Oh my gosh, I love everything you just said because I think there's so much truth to all of that. We're so busy and we're so pulled into everything and the connection, which is not true connection. But I think that, we often lose the connection we have with ourselves, which really we have to start there. And I think, living in alignment and really listening to your intuition, like our bodies are so innately intelligent. I think they're so amazing. We have the ability to heal from anything. And we have to give them space and time to. And we have to be able to ask them questions and be able to listen for the answer. And we cannot do that when we're constantly connected to external, sources. And it's really hard in our society because it's so that. And I find myself getting wrapped up in it too. And I have to, limit my phone exposure and like limit my social media sometimes because that, yeah, it's actually just dopamine hits and it's not. And we're living in a state where our nervous systems are so on high alert that you cannot heal in that state. We have to be able to calm our nervous system, and really that's where healing starts.
Oh, 100%, 100%. I think, we really have to get wrapped up in what's best for us. And like you mentioned, a very good point where you talked about your intuition, and we always know the answer. The answer is always within us. Sometimes we just don't take enough of time to really, connect with our inner selves and really ask ourselves what the answer is, and then really, meditate on it, or do something that, it's like maybe journaling or putting some light music on that's going to be relaxing and closing your eyes and just, putting yourself away from the world, or maybe even taking a nature walk, or, bringing yourself to an area of peace and serenity. And those are, I think, sometimes the times where the answers come to us, and the words sometimes come through our mind.
Yeah, no, 100%. I feel like I had that experience. It's where Ally really came to be because I was feeling this internal desire or need or knowing that there was something other for me to do, like work to be done outside of my home. And I got those answers through deep meditation. But yeah, and I think people get very overwhelmed by meditation. And like so many people say, I can't meditate, right? And I think the answer to that is that's okay. What can you do? Like how can you carve out 15 minutes a day for you to be disconnected to everything except for yourself? And if that's not meditation, then that's fine. That can be a walk, that can be time outside in nature, that can be like that can be a lot of things, right? And so I don't get hung up on, I think people just like say, I can't meditate, and then they move on to like and if you think about people's lives, like if you wake up with your kids in the morning and you get them off to school and then you go to work and then you come home and cook dinner and then you scroll on your phone at nighttime and then you go to sleep, there is zero time for you to listen to your intuition, to rebalance your nervous system, to connect with yourself. Like, and so I think so many of us are living in that state and it's really unhealthy.
Oh no, I agree with you totally. I think it's so important to just, like disconnect and reconnect with ourselves. And I remember when I first started to meditate, like years ago, when I first started, it was not easy. It was not easy to meditate. I remember when I would take meditation classes, and at the end of the class, I would start to feel relaxed, and everyone's getting up and they're rolling up their mat, and I'm like, wait, where's everyone going? I just started, I'm just starting to feel relaxed here, and I'm like, oh my goodness, and it took a while. And as I practiced and practiced, I got better and better. But like, it was very hard to get myself to that level of calmness because I was always so wound up doing, 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 and never, taking time to really, just to relax and get to a level of calmness, you know, that's healthy for me. And I know before the show we were talking about self-care and self-love, and I think sometimes even a lot of moms struggle with this too, because we are always given to everyone around us, and the last person we always give to, it tends to be ourselves. And we had mentioned that the biggest thing I think is shame. You know, people feel shameful if they put themselves before their family, but that's what you should do.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think a couple things. We talked about this part beforehand, but I think as a mom, we think, we feel guilty because we're taking time away from our kids. And I mentioned this to you, but I think the best thing we can do is to model the behaviors that we hope that they do later on, right? Because we can A, eat well and exercise and take care of yourself. But if you're not doing it, like that is not, they're not going to even get that message. And yeah, I think, self-care is also so interesting because if we actually all took care of ourselves, like from a really place of like love and compassion and health and really did that, then like everything would fall into place with the world. We would be in such harmony because we would all come from this place of love instead of this lack, And so interesting that it's viewed at as selfish, even though it's actually like the greatest thing you can do for your family or for the world is to take care of your own wounds and to heal yourself. And then you show up the way you want to show up, with everyone around you.
Oh, 100%. Now, tell me a little about the supplements that you created. Like, where can we find those supplements?
Yeah, so I came out with a line, but there's one. So there's one SKU currently, which is your birth control's best friend. And I don't know if I showed it to you or not, but this is Ally. This is your birth control's best friend. And you can buy it a couple of places now. You can buy it directly from our website at allysupplement.com. And Ally is Ally. You can also buy it on Amazon and you can buy it on TikTok shops. So there's multiple ways for you to purchase, and we'll give you a discount code so that your audience can get 20% off, which we can link in the show notes. But yes, lots of ways to buy. And I love feedback, like genuinely, I'd love to hear about people's experience. And not everyone feels different. Like I take it also. I'm not on birth control anymore, but it's a really, to me, it's like a high-powered multivitamin with gut support. And so I do a lot of things in my life. And so honestly, I can't really tell a difference if I take it or don't take it, but I know it's doing what I need it to do. It's methylated bees and it's really great. It's minerals, it's vitamins, it's CoQ10, the antioxidant, it's gut support, it's all these things. So I know it's doing stuff. But some people, we have amazing testimonials of women who really feel different. And so anyway, everyone's experience is different. So I really do love feedback. And you can always hit us up on Instagram or TikTok with feedback, or I have a Instagram account, Holistic Health with Mel. You can always DM me there, but I do love to hear about people's experiences.
And I think it's good too, like, because, if you think about it, when you're on the run, when you're exercising, you're depleting your vitamins and your nutrients, and you have to replenish yourself. So having something like this, I think, is really good too, because you're re replenishing the nutrients that you're losing throughout the day, whether you're doing a bunch of runs all over the place or if you're exercising. It just, it helps to keep you apart and keep you balanced.
And honestly, I eat a really clean diet and I get blood work regularly. And I'm still often deficient in something when I'm not supplementing because the fact is, unfortunately, our soils are just depleted at this point. And so the apple we eat today is not the same apple that our grandma ate. And so unfortunately, we have to work a little bit harder. And we're constantly bombarded by toxins, and those require, minerals and nutrients to get out of our body. And glyphosate and all of the things. So we live in a toxic world. And so I think we have to work a little bit harder at, keeping ourselves at our top of our game. And supplements are a piece of that puzzle.
Yes, I agree 100%. I agree 100%. Now, if you had to take today's conversation, you really wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what are some of the things you'd like to emphasize on?
So many things. I think for one, is really take time to get to know yourself and what is aligning for you in all things in life, and to really honor and take care of and love your body. I really believe that's the best thing we can do for yourself, for your family, for humanity. And we have all the answers inside of us, like you said, right? And so I think just if you just do that, if you can carve out 10 minutes a day. I mean, I'm a mom too. I wake up before my kids on purpose so that I can have usually an hour before they wake up so that I can meditate and have time, quiet time, and check in with myself and figure out what I need before I hit the ground running, right? And so I think for me, that's probably one of the most important things. And then I think, secondly, people become overwhelmed by changes and how do you even start? And it feels like too much, so sometimes you do nothing. And so instead of that, I would say, this is a journey. Like when we shared our stories before, it's not, you're not going to change. Some people do, but most people do not change their whole life overnight, right? It's a learning, and you learn and you unlearn. And so figure out what you're willing to do now that you can start that's not overwhelming. And so that leads to the next thing, right? And just trust the process that it's your, if you just keep going, I believe that God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, gives us breadcrumbs. And if we just follow the breadcrumbs, we're on the right path. And so you don't have to figure it all out today.
Oh, I agree. That's great advice. Now, you're a health consultant, so do you have any services that you provide also to people?
I used to do one-on-one consulting and I didn't love it, to be honest. And I haven't been doing it lately because I just don't really have the bandwidth since Ally started. We're a self-funded company, and so I wear pretty much all the hats. There's so many good nutrition consultants, and so I do share health information on my Holistic Health with Mel Instagram account because I still really love everything health and wellness, and so it gives me an outlet to share, but I don't do one-on-ones currently.
Now, where can people get in contact with you?
Best way is probably through Instagram, through Holistic Health with Mel. The Ally account, I am on, but there's also a social team, so you may or may not get me, but Holistic Health with Mel is always me. And then there's also a hello at allysupplements.com. You can also email us there.
Awesome. This has been an amazing conversation. I really enjoyed today. I really think you provided a whole abundance of information, and you really, I think you've helped people realize that, holistic living, taking care of our bodies is so important, and that, our bodies, they need love, they need care, and we tend to overabuse our bodies sometimes, and we really need to, sometimes really take a step back and examine how we're feeling, and really, if we don't feel 100%, really think about what we can do to help ourselves. And by incorporating a holistic lifestyle in our daily, life, we could actually, that's one step forward to really keeping ourselves, healthy, so we could live a happy, healthy, and productive life. And I really commend you on making this supplement. And I think it's an amazing supplement. It sounds like an amazing supplement. And I love the idea that not just women who are on birth control could take it, but all women are able to take it, and it can help really, balance the nutrients that are depleted in the body. And I think that's great.
Yeah, I would love to send you a pack so you can
Oh,
have
I
it.
would love it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. What?
Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have a great day.
You as well. I really enjoyed our conversation, Stacey. You
Oh,
take
me
care.
too. Me too. Thank you. You have a great day. Bye-bye.